Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Tom Crawford, a special Jack and Tom show edition of Ebling and You.
Are you going to tell our listeners a very, very good secret that just took place?
Why we're doing sports today? Actually, a couple of reasons.
Yeah.
You know, we haven't done a lot of these shows, and I have wanted to devote some time to a big event, and there's none bigger.
This is a special week for you and me. This is a cornerstone of how we got together as Sports Talk Radio co-hosts.
And, you know, I'll tell you a little story about, you know the story, about a guy who came in who was our boss at another radio station. And he wanted us to talk about the San Diego Padres.
Oh, yeah.
Well, guess what? That ain't happening in mid-Michigan.
Or the New York Mets.
Not happening. So this community lives, eats, sleeps, breathes sports, but for the most part, the Big Ten. And there are an awful lot of Michigan fans here, too. That was the concept when we started this show, largely due to you, back in 2002.
Right, and it's all about passion, and there's nothing greater and passionate-wise here in mid-Michigan, the state of Michigan, two Big Ten universities, 63 miles apart. And then this is just like 1999. I can vividly remember 1999 with all the build-up to that game, and that was a great game. And then both, you know, Michigan State went up to number five in the country after that win. And those two teams ended up with New Year's Day Bowl victories and the
same
Capital
state.
One Bowl and the Orange Bowl.
Drew Sharp covered them both.
Yep, I remember that. And so that maybe this could be a kind of 1999 special year. I think Michigan, it's finally the third year of Rich Rod. Things are starting to come together. Obviously, we talked about the defense for the last hour and 45 minutes, but maybe they can fix that. But Michigan State, and this is on a worrisome factor when I throw this out, you know, when situations like what happened to Mark D'Antonio and this heart attack and his bouncing back and how that bonds people together and the camaraderie and the team, and I'm watching how Don Treadwell and the other assistants handled it flawlessly, seamlessly, and they didn't miss a beat against Wisconsin, and now that Coach D'Antonio is coming back, and it's got kind of, I'm kind of a little concerned that this could be one of those special seasons for Michigan State. Okay, it's got me on alert here, and I'm fearful of that. But I mean, and quite candidly, in all seriousness, I commend how Michigan State has handled it. And it was great having Mark Hollis in here, and you can see he feels very proud of his athletic department.
Yeah, and you know, when he talked about his admiration for Don Canham, I see some similarities. I'm not saying that he's going to be the visionary that Don Canham was, but in terms of the marketing promotional skill, little P.T. Barnum thrown in there, the thing that made Don Canham so great, and I have unbelievable admiration for him. I told you that we went out and spent a week with him,
mm-hmm.
Neil Koepke and I.
Right.
And the idea that he knew all what his people were doing, he was a great judge of people.
Circling yourself with great people.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's what it did. We also want to mention that the Big Ten Network had a crew here.
Yes.
And we really appreciate them being here. Todd and Ed were in here, and they were shooting some of this show, and that's going to show up Saturday morning, we believe.
What time is that show going to be?
10:30.
10:30.
10:30 to noon.
Okay. And then also, believe it or not that we are worthy TV stars, but we're going to be on another show, too.
That's right. We are on... Battle for Bunyan.
Is that what Fred's calling it?
Yeah, that's the name of it this year.
Channel 6?
WLNS, their annual Michigan State, Michigan special. And that is from 11 to 12. So if you don't like us, you better watch something else. You better go check out the infomercial for steak knives or something.
Right. But that's fun because we are all talking about Michigan State this week. I can't wait. It's our, you know, it's Wednesday. This is Wednesday, correct? I mean, it's a blur right now. Just two more days to go. And I can't wait. Just can't. And the weather's going to be great. That's not going to be a factor out there. I'm big on that, not having wind blowing 40 miles an hour.
It's going to be warmer than 52, though. They're talking about low 70s.
Yeah. It's going to be sun-baked. I can still remember that game in 2004. The wind was blowing about 40 miles an hour, it seemed like. And that was having Chad Henne was having some problems throwing the football, and that was a crazy ending, a good ending from my standpoint. But it was weather's not going to be a factor, and that's all good for me.
Yeah, absolutely. It was fun to talk with Charlie Ballard, too, about the economic impact of a game like this and the tentacles that reach out into the community. Mm-hmm. So many people affected day to day by what happens in college football.
Yeah, absolutely. We need that in this state. Now, and the fact that you, despite how troubles we can have two stadiums filled up the same day. Next week at homecoming, it sold out Michigan State, sold out University of Michigan, 60 miles apart. It's a pretty good accomplishment.
Well, they say, Tom, that if you look at the attendance at Michigan Stadium, at Spartan Stadium, at Ford Field, at the MAC schools they have here in the state, on a given weekend, it matches any in the country.
Yeah, we're passionate about football here.
Yeah. Want to thank all of our special guests, also Joellen Ferrer, a StubHub spokesperson. Appreciate her being with us and telling us a little bit about how you go about getting tickets. If you don't have any left, StubHub has 71, she said. That's probably about 50 by now. Angelique Shingelis of the Detroit News also joining us. Be great to see her in the press box. And we're going to have more Michigan State guests tomorrow and Friday and Saturday, the Jack and Tom Show, 8 to 11 on 1320. Also want to thank Jim Miller, former Michigan State quarterback and Spartan Network broadcaster, and we'll see him in the press box Saturday as well.
Also Mark Hollis, too.
Absolutely. For our producer, Scott Eckersley, Jack Ebling saying, have a great night, everyone.